This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. More help against the coronavirus pandemic could be on the way in the United States, the world's hardest hit country. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
And Drug Administration Advisory Panel has endorsed a second COVID-19 vaccine from Moderna and the National Institutes of Health.
The evidence that has been studied in great detail on this vaccine is highly outweighs any of the issues that we've seen.
Stanford's Dr. Haley Gams was among those voting to recommend the vaccine for emergency use approval after a day-long meeting where Moderna said the vaccine is 94% effective. The FDA itself is expected to quickly approve the shot, adding a badly needed second vaccine to the fight as soon as next week, with Moderna ready to ship millions of doses. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meantime, Vice President Mike Pence and his wife are set to receive their COVID-19 vaccines today. The snail's pace COVID-19 relief package could lead to a government shutdown in the U.S., AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
With no agreement yet on a new COVID-19 relief bill, a partial government shutdown is possible at midnight. That's because Senator John Thune, the Senate's number two Republican, says some Republicans might block a temporary funding bill to keep the pressure on the COVID relief talks. Although there's no final agreement, key elements of the relief package appear settled. The measure will include a second round of paycheck protection payments, $45 billion for airlines and transit systems, one-time direct payments of $600 to most individuals, and a $300 per week bonus federal jobless benefit. But with the talks dragging, lawmakers have been told to expect to be in session this weekend. Mike Gracia, Washington.
From Washington, this is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is appealing to wealthy nations to support the purchase of coronavirus vaccines for poor countries and refrain from hoarding doses for themselves. Speaking in Berlin after a meeting with Germany's foreign minister, Guterres said the UN-backed COVAX program needs $5 billion until the end of January. Guterres warned it is in all countries' interest to ensure broad immunization. Burundi's former president, Pierre Buyoya, has died in Paris of COVID-19 at the age of 71, relatives said Friday, just weeks after he resigned as the African Union's special envoy to Mali and the Sahel. As Balkan governments scramble to secure coronavirus vaccines, another foe lurks, an anti-vaccination movement that has been gaining ground and is now trying to grab the spotlight. With vaccine skeptics ranging from renegade doctors to politicians, misinformation about the pandemic has been spreading across social media as fast as the virus itself. Among Europe's poorest nations, the Balkans will already struggle to purchase enough doses to cover their populations. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration and President-elect Joe Biden are voicing new alarm Thursday about a wide intrusion into computer systems around the world that officials suspect was carried out by Russia. The cybersecurity unit of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security said the hack, quote, poses a grave risk to the federal government and state, local, tribal, and territorial governments, as well as critical infrastructure entities and other private sector organizations, end quote. Both the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments were among the agencies whose secure data and emails were penetrated by the hack. President-elect Biden plans to nominate New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland to be Interior Secretary. She would be the first Native American to lead the agency overseeing federal lands, including wildlife, national parks, and mineral wealth. Native American groups were pleased by Biden's choice. Environmental groups also praised the choice. Authorities say powerful cyclone Yasa hit Fiji Thursday, killing at least two people and destroying dozens of homes in the Pacific Island nation. Authorities said the cyclone was weakening Friday as it moved southeast over some of Fiji's outer islands. However, they warned of danger from flooding. Fiji's prime minister said with treacherous conditions, the country's citizens must remain vigilant. More than 20,000 people sought shelter in government evacuation centers. Disaster relief agencies are assisting people with recovering from Cyclone Yasa. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.